I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Timmy,
what?
First time in the back of a police car?
No.
Care to explain?
No. It's protected. I was a juvenile.
So why was the Oceanside Police Department hauling us away earlier this week?
We decided we wanted to give parents tickets for doing the right thing when it comes to school drop off and pickup.
First of all, we needed to get to know the police officers from the Oceanside Police Department. In this case, Officer Clark and Officer Sanchez.
So what made you want to go and become a police officer? What took you here?
Honestly, prayer and fasting. I used to be a special education teacher for 4 years, varsity football coach and a youth pastor. And I felt called to serve in a different way. And I knew at the time that over 50% of law enforcement was dealing with substance abuse and struggling with that. So I wanted to be someone who could join and be somebody that could help the people within the department, but also help on the outside, help the community. So pretty much all I want to do is just help anywhere that I can.
I love that. That's so beautiful.
And we're really fortunate to have our a robust peer support team. Kevin and I are both on peer support, and we work tirelessly to ensure that not only are we giving support during critical incidents, but the times before and after. So, you know, family hardships or relationship issues, you know, anything going on that our colleagues need support with,
yeah,
we are making sure that, you know, we're being available to them. We're training ourselves. We're making ourselves aware so that we can get to them with their issues before they escalate into bigger,
yeah,
issues.
One of the amazing things about our department is its focus on wellness, and it's not just physical wellness, but also mental wellness and emotional well-being.
Thank goodness.
They have it so officers can actually get therapy sessions, and not only just for themselves, but also for family members can also
get important.
Free therapy.
That's so great.
And with this line of work, it's so crucial because it's not just the officers who go through it, but their support at home.
You bet. Absolutely.
So. By the way, if you're thinking about going into law enforcement, the Oceanside Police Department is hiring, and what a wonderful group of humans these people are. I was just so impressed with their camaraderie and how they take their job seriously for the community.
Well, we had a serious job for the community to do, and we did that by awarding people that were doing the right thing at student pickup and drop off at school, which can be somewhat of a disaster at times if not followed properly. We rewarded parents for that, and that's coming up in 1 hour. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Head out to Rancho Penasquita. Say good morning to Emily. How's it going, Emily?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Appreciate you asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you gotta go.
All right. Good luck, honey.
All right, Emily, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Austin Butler plays a former baseball player in a new movie called Caught Stealing. Austin was an Oscar nominee for playing this musician who's considered to be the king of rock and roll. Who is he?
Elvis Presley.
Happy 42nd birthday to Andrew Garfield. How many movies did he star in as Spider-Man?
2.
Kelly Clarkson has returned to NBC's The Voice. Clarkson has missed one rehearsal for the battle rounds following the death of her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. Name one of the other judges currently on The Voice.
Luke Bryan?
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer is the most played song on classic rock stations this year so far. Fill in the missing lyric to that song. She says, we got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've what?
Doesn't make it better if we make it or not. Oh, I can't think of it. Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Okay. And finally, Gary Oldman thinks the world has gone to crap since David Bowie died in January of 2016. Gary is part of the Harry Potter universe, playing this beloved character who's Harry Potter's godfather. Who is he?
Oh, gosh. What's his name? It's not Snape. Nope, I can't think of it. I'm going
to
Snape, but I know it's not, though.
Let's get Tam back in. Emily, I hear you got a little helper back there. Who we got?
Oh, yeah, I've got my little ones. We're going to school. Olivia, Logan, and Ava.
You got 3 of them back there. My goodness. Where do you find them? I'm amazed you found the time to call in this morning. Emily today, Tammy, did 2 out of 5.
Nice job, Emily.
Thank you.
Austin Butler plays a former baseball player in his new movie, Caught Stealing. Austin was an Oscar nominee for playing this musician who's considered to be the king of rock and roll. Who is he?
Elvis.
So supposedly the director of this new baseball movie sent Austin Butler pictures of baseball players' quote, thick butts, so he can get into shape for the role.
Okay.
I've not noticed that baseball players have particularly thick butts, but now I guess I'm going to...
Yes, you have.
Huh?
Yes, you have.
I don't think I have. Anyway, it's 1-1. Happy 42nd birthday to Andrew Garfield. How many movies did he star in as Spider-Man?
2?
2 is right. The Amazing Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. He did make an appearance in the last multiverse one, but he didn't star in it, though. So there you go. Still 2-2. Kelly Clarkson has returned to NBC's The Voice. Clarkson has missed one rehearsal for the battle rounds following the death of her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. Name one of the other judges currently on The Voice.
Oh, my God. Let's see. Who's on The Voice now? I'm going to go with Adam Levine.
Adam Levine's right.
Oof.
Emily went with Luke Bryan. That's Idol, I believe. So now it is 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. Living on a Prayer is the most played song on classic rock stations this year so far. Fill in the missing lyric to that song. She says, we've got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've what?
Got each other. And that's, is it a lot for love or enough for love? A lot for love?
We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. Heck, we'll give it a shot. Emily could not remember. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Gary Oldman thinks the world's gone to crap since David Bowie died in January of 2016.
I like how that's the defining moment.
Gary is part of the Harry Potter universe, playing what beloved character who's also Harry Potter's godfather?
Oh, and I should know this one.
Doesn't start out as beloved, but...
See, all I can think of is Snape, and I know he's not Snape.
Isn't that funny? That's exactly what Emily said.
Yeah, it's, he was, dang it.
He was the misunderstood, wrongly
Malfoy?
Accused, no? Sirius Black.
Oh, Sirius Black, okay.
Ended up becoming one of the most popular characters in franchise history. Doesn't matter today, Emily. Tam beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
We'll be seeing you September 4th, the River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort for Jackson Dean.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Good luck with the entire army you have in your car. Before you leave, Emily. Oh, God, really quickly.
Hi, I'm Emily in Rancho Penasquito. And I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John, you should never say, I'm Mama! Mom!
I am Emily. Please send help, for the love of God.
Thank you.
Oh. Our last River Concert Series was such a great one. Tam and I said, hey, let's do it again. September 4th, it's our final River Concert show of the series, and we're bummed about that, but we're super stoked that Jackson Dean is playing it. Jackson, how's it going, dude?
Good, sir, and you?
So good, man. So happy you're joining us.
Jackson, you're going out on tour with Lee Bryce, and you commented under his post with all you guys standing by those that bitchin' car and that awesome truck, and you said y'all ain't ready for this lineup. I'm going to tell you something. You aren't ready for what could happen at Sequan Casino Resort with the River Concert Series, because several of our artists have jumped in the pool at the end. Is that something you think you might do?
Well, usually I'm already pretty soaked from the sweat up there. We've been playing outside for the last, I don't know, four months or so. So it's very, very possible that I might.
Well, wear your swim trunks under your clothes or a nice brand new pair of underpants. Listen to the mother.
Jackson, wear whatever you want, for God's sake. I can't believe you just told Jackson Dean to wear a nice clean pair of underpants. As opposed to the ratty old drawers he usually wears, right?
Come on, everybody's grandmother or mother, you say that. Make sure you're wearing clean underwear, heaven forbid, if you're in an accident.
I'll wear the spandex this time, not the loincloth.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, interesting. Interesting
call. Either one's fine with me, Jackson.
That show is September 4th, Sequan Casino Resort. You can get your tickets at sequan.com. Jackson Dean is with us. Man, you've been so busy. I recently read that Lainey Wilson gave you a pretty rad gift to wrap up and say thank you for supporting her on her recent tour, right?
It was pretty awesome, man. I burned her a guitar. I do all the artwork on mine, and I burned her this thing, and I had it planned for months. And it's just a thing at the end of tour. You know, the artists give gifts to each other and stuff. But she got me a little 450 Polaris. It's a really smooth ride, man. I like it better than my 850. She's wonderful. I've known her since before she got her first bus. They were about 2 weeks out from getting on their first bus, and two of her boys are from back where I'm from in Maryland. So it's always been a funny little connection there, but she's been very, very good to us.
So, Jackson, what you need to do now is make sure you mention that around Lee Bryce a lot, what Lainey did for you.
That's right.
So you're saying, Jackson, that every tour, when it ends, you have a gift for the person that you're on tour with, and they in turn also give you a gift.
The long ones, yeah. The long one.
Is there a lot of pressure every tour to top what you get? I mean, what happens when you wrap up this tour with Lee and he opens up whatever you give him and he's like, oh, I really like that burnt guitar you made, Lainey. What is this?
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure?
It has to fit the person for sure. Like last time Lee and I were on tour, he got me a Glock. He got me and Michael Ray matching Glocks. And we got him some of the finest steak in Texas that we could find.
You said Lee Bryce got you guys matching Glocks or matching Crocs? I couldn't hear.
Oh, my God.
Was it a firearm or comfortable footwear?
No, he got us matching Gaps, man. They're sick. They're a little compact. On the top of it, on the action, it says label this because it was the Label Me Proud tour. And he's a very generous man. I love that guy. And it's been a good deal.
Well, now that you laid all that out, how are we supposed to, like, gift Jackson properly when he comes here?
I think we get him matching Crocs. Oh. I think that would be great.
That sounds incredible to me. They're great river shoes, you know.
We're talking about...
What's your shoe size? Hang on.
I'm an 11 and a half.
Okay.
Ooh, big feet. What? 11 and a half, those are some canoes. Come on, man. Jackson Dean is with us. Jackson is playing our River Concert Series. Jackson, hang tight, man. Put those big feet up and rest. We're going to come back and talk more about the River Concert Series and what's going on in the life of Jackson Dean. Remember, you can get your tickets at sequan.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We are back, continuing our talk with Jackson Dean, who's playing the Sequan Casino Resort River Concert Series September 4th. We've got tickets to give you later on this morning during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You know, Jackson, talking about the tours that you've been on, you're such a talented musician, and no disrespect intended here, but you're also very young. Are you learning a lot of valuable information on the road with Lainey, on the road with Lee? Are you soaking that all in, and are you in turn ready to pass that on to the artists supporting you on your tour?
Ooh, big question. It's constant observation out there, and there's nobody sitting down and be like, all right, now this is what you got to do. It's all through observation and watching the shows and watching how each person handles their own crowd. One of my absolute favorite tours that I've been on and have watched was Blake Shelton. Incredible entertainer, incredible showman. I'd never seen anybody work a mic that well before, and that was really awesome to watch. But with Lainey, you know, she's such a show woman. And I mean, the stuff that she does with the kids is just, it's really unreal. I've never seen that kind of stuff be done before. You learn and you get let known that it's okay to open yourself up in such ways.
Well, and I can imagine that's hard to be vulnerable in your position sometimes.
100%. Yeah, you're before the eyes of thousands, and it's a lot to bear, you know, but... So I just put my hammer down and go, you know, because the song, you have to make the songs come out, you know. So that there is a comfort in that. But I mean, thousands upon thousands of eyeballs on you is a lot to bear, you know.
We're with Jackson Dean. Jackson, mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I've noticed in your pictures that you've got this tendency, I don't know how else to say it, so I'll just say it, to look cool. And as a guy who's struggled in that department his entire life, I'm wondering, is that something that you practiced? Was it like a lot of mirror gazing, or are you just that damn cool all the time? I'll just wait for your answer.
No, I'm just that cool.
Gotcha. Okay. You see, that's the issue, Tammy. That's the issue. You got to be born into it. You can't grow it.
All right, you just let the hips go loose, and you let the shoulders, you know, kind of do what they want to do.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm writing this down.
He's writing it down, for real.
Shoulders, what they need to do.
You can't forget the smolder. It's in the eyeball.
Smolder. Okay. Also, don't be a tool. Okay, I wrote it down. Wrote it all down. All right, Jackson, listen, we're looking forward to hanging out with you in just a couple of weeks, man.
Yeah.
I know you've been working really hard, but consider this kind of like a working vacation. I imagine you're going to have a really nice time, and we just can't wait to hang out with you and talk more in person, okay?
Absolutely. I can't wait. I'll see you all out there.
All right, travel safe, heart. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much.
And remember, new clean underpants.
Yes. I will leave the loincloth at home, I promise.
Bro, okay. She'll check. I'm just saying.
Right. See you soon, honey.
All right, sounds good. Y'all take care now.
So we are here in elementary school in Oceanside. What exactly is the name of the elementary school? I forgot.
Fusa Elementary.
Officer Clark, Officer Sanchez are with us. Mm-hmm. We are going to be pulling people over, if you will, giving them a ticket, but in this case, a ticket for doing school drop-off correctly.
Because when we witness somebody doing things the right way, we want the opportunity to be able to reward them.
Don't think I won't spring into action if needed, though.
Well, now all that was left to do was to find a couple of law-abiding parents when it came to picking up their kids at the end of the school day and awarding them with a ticket of our own.
Actually, a pair of tickets to Stagecoach.
How are you doing, Phil? I want to talk to you about something really quick. Cam, explain everything.
How's it going?
To you.
Good, John, you? Tammy, we do the morning show on KSL.
Yeah, yeah.
John and Tammy.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
We are here to give you a ticket.
Okay.
But not the bad part. You conducted student pickup in a proper way, a responsible way. You followed the rules. So we are giving you a ticket to say thank you for that.
Oh, awesome. Appreciate it.
No court date.
This is your ticket. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what that says?
You guys have to Stagecoach.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. This is amazing. My wife is going to be so happy.
There you go. And that's thank you so much. Okay. What was your name?
Steven.
Pleasure to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A beautiful family.
Thank you so much.
Can we say hi to your daughter?
Yeah, this is Raylan.
Hi, Raven. Raylan?
Raylan, yes.
Raylan, nice to meet you. You have a very good daddy.
One good parent down. Now off to find another one.
No, I'm Officer Clark Gershens, IPD, and I just wanted to let you know something, okay?
Hi.
We're John and Tammy. We work for KSON Radio here in town. And you are going to be giving a ticket for doing the right thing today.
You've done everything right today. Everything you've pulled right all the way forward. You're staying with your car. You're doing pickup properly. So we are
commended for that.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of times you think you're going to get a ticket for doing the wrong thing. We're going to give you a ticket. Why don't you go ahead and read what that ticket says?
Congrats. You now have two tickets to Stagecoach 2026.
How about that, huh?
I said, what do I do?
Well, you are being awarded for doing all the right things at school pickups, and we just want to say thank you for that, along with Oceanside PD.
Oh, okay.
You've done nothing wrong.
See, I knew my daughter wanted to be Oceanside PD.
There you go.
Yep. Doing law school at Cal State San Marcos, and she wants to do Oceanside Police.
You bet.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
We'll take her to Stagecoach. Thank her for us.
Yes, I will.
What is your first name?
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Nice to meet you. I'm Tammy, and this is John.
Hi, John.
And we host mornings on KSON.
Thank you.
If you ever listen to country music, well, you're going to get a lot of it here. So, yeah, we're John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
And we want to say thank you for following the rules, pulling all the way forward, staying in your vehicle, and waiting for the kids to come out.
Yeah, thank you.
And now you can breathe. And now you can breathe.
That's great.
Melrose, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're following me.
No. We're good.
You did a great job. Thank you. Have a great
day.
Thank you. Thank your daughter for us, too.
Okay. It's so hilarious watching the faces of these parents who have done nothing wrong.
No.
They're just sitting there waiting for their kids, minding their own business. But yet we always react the same way when the first thing you see knocking on your window is someone from law enforcement. Oh, I didn't do anything wrong, but why do I still feel this way?
It was super fun. And a big thank you to the Oceanside Police Department for letting us tag along and deliver tickets to parents who are doing the right thing with school drop-off.
I think we're going to make this a thing every once in a while.
Sure.
So just don't be surprised if you're doing the right thing and you get a knock on your window. And once you get past that initial adrenaline of, oh my God, it's a cop. Oh my God, it's John and Tammy. Why are they bothering me?
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
To college area we go. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Terry, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, I love you, but get out.
Get out.
Terry, well done. Five pop culture questions for you, pal. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also need to remind you, all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Awesome.
Orlando Bloom thinks a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie will only work if everyone comes back. Who plays Captain Jack Sparrow in that series?
Johnny Depp.
Jamie Lee Curtis loves that her TikTok clip in a low-cut top has gotten all the attention that it has, as long as it draws attention to the film she's in right now with Lindsay Lohan. What's the movie?
Freakier Friday.
Al Roker just turned 71. He's known for being the weather guy on what morning TV news show?
Today's show.
Austin Butler plays a former baseball player in his new movie, Caught Stealing. Butler played one of the Manson family members in what Quentin Tarantino movie?
Let's go with Reservoir Dogs.
And finally, a list of videos that put YouTube on the map includes Chocolate Rain, Charlie Bit My Finger, Leroy Jenkins, and Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. However, the most viewed video of all time on YouTube is this annoying kids song. What is it?
Oh, Baby Shark.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Terry, what's going on with you today, man?
Driving to work. Always wanted to play, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Well, you did really, really well. What do you do, Terry?
I teach.
Oh, okay. Well, appreciate the teachers, man. You guys are all heroes. Thanks for what you do. Terry almost cashed in. 4 out of 5.
Woo.
Well done, Terry. Timmy, Orlando Bloom thinks a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie will only work if everyone comes back. Who plays Captain Jack Sparrow in that series?
Johnny Depp.
That is right. Terry knew that. 1 to 1. Jamie Lee Curtis loves that her TikTok clip in a low-cut top has gotten all the attention that it has, as long as it draws attention to the film that she's in right now with Lindsay Lohan. What's the movie?
Freakier Friday.
Freakier Friday. 2-2. Al Roker just turned 71. He's known for being the weather guy on what morning TV news show?
He is on the Today Show.
He is on Today. Terry knew that. All tied at 3. Austin Butler plays a former baseball player in his new movie Caught Stealing. Butler played one of the Manson family members in what Quentin Tarantino movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, that is right. That's the one Terry couldn't get. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, a list of videos that put YouTube on the map includes Chocolate Rain.
Oh, God.
Charlie Bit My Finger, Leroy Jenkins, and Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. However, the most viewed video of all time on YouTube is this annoying kids song. What is it?
Baby Shark.
15.9 billion views of Baby Shark. You both nailed it. Well done. That was a tough one, Tammy. Yeah. 5 out of 5 today. Well done. Sorry, Terry. You did well, but just didn't get there enough, so we're going to not be able to give you any money, but a great prize coming your way, man.
You'll be joining us at Sequan Casino Resort for the River Concert Series. It's the final one, September 4th, starring Jackson Dean.
All right, Terry. Enjoy your school day today. Appreciate teachers. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Terry in the college, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
When Tam and I had the fabulous chance to meet the heroes and then tour within the USS Scranton, an active nuclear submarine, we had so many questions, so much respect for what these guys did, and wondering what it's like in such a confined, closed area as far as morale goes. Every workplace should be a team. Everybody should depend on each other to get something done. But there's always somebody that's like, oh, God, that just grates on you. It has to happen here. When that does, if it does, how do you deal with that?
No, it does happen here. Absolutely. And I think that we just have 100% honesty on board, and there's no room for feelings. It's all professional. And you address issues immediately when they happen. You don't let them bottle up. You don't kind of give the common courtesy of like, oh, I'll just let that go and we'll move on. I don't have to interact with them very much more because you're going to be underway. You're not even going to get out and like get a breath of fresh air. You know, you have to interact with that guy the next day, the next 8 hours. So it's like a quick addressing of issues, being completely honest, and then being quick to forgive too.
Yeah.
And like, hey, this is the right answer. This is what the book says. Let's get back to the right answer and move on. Nothing personal really is the key.
Well, I love that. No room for feelings, because there's not room for a lot of things. You know, you have to make it work.
So when Tammy tells me, I just need you to shut up. We have to go on the air like in 10 seconds. You know, it's kind of,
so is that same thing?
So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
okay. Absolutely. I'm a huge fan and proponent of you praise in public and chastise in private. And so if I have issues with people, I bring them aside. I talk to them, you know, one-on-one. And then in public, it's all praise. It's this guy's doing awesome. This guy's doing his job. That's the right way to do it and, you know, build that up.
Wow.
So, I think you could actually put that in real life, that if we did that more often, we'd probably be a much nicer society. So
you got to work with everybody, right? Especially if they're all you got.
It was such a beautiful experience. It really was. I loved watching the camaraderie. I loved how, well, this probably isn't the right word, but their personalities blossomed, you know, once we got inside the sub and they got to talk about each individual thing that they were in charge of.
I think that's exactly the perfect description. I mean, these guys are military men and women, and we didn't have a chance to meet any of the gals, but they're all trained the same way, and they're all under this certain stoicism and you know, just is how I'm supposed to behave. But when
they're talking, we're a fun group,
right? But when you're talking about something that you love and you're mm-hmm. passionate about, it's bound to come out, and that's exactly what happened. It was a perfect description.
Thank you, guys. Once again, thank you,
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.